On Robinhood Radio, we're joined once again by Audrey Cole, the program coordinator for the Senior Medicare Patrol, and so that is affiliated with the Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging. Welcome, Audrey.
Thank you, Mike, very much. Appreciate it.
Now, we have a special week coming up as it pertains to Medicare fraud. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Absolutely. So the week of June 5th, and they pick that date because 6/5 is like the month of June and the fifth of day of the week. And most people go on Medicare when they turn 65. You can also go on if you're disabled. But most people think of, okay, I'm turning 65, I have to sign up for Medicare. So they pick the first week in June to make, it's really to have a special focus on the actions that everybody can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse, which is what my program is all about. And there are a bunch of groups of people who can assist us in terms of preventing Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. So this week is important because the special emphasis, we focus on the fact that Medicare loses anywhere from $60 to $100 billion a year, it's estimated, on all types of fraud, which is perpetrated by criminals. And so we want people to know, and when I say people, this is like caregivers, family members, our partners or professionals, and any healthcare provider who works with anybody or any beneficiary on Medicare. The elderly in this country, it's almost a separate industry in a, of its own to scam the elderly. I know a lot of people hear about romance scams and bank scams and so forth. Medicare is one of the major types of scams where so many dollars are lost to a very important healthcare program. So we want to ensure that the Medicare Trust Fund is kept strong. And the only way we can do this is if people report all the kind of illegal and bad behaviors of people who improperly bill Medicare. So, examples. For example, charging for services or supplies that were not provided. So we have a healthcare tracker, and if anybody wants to get it, you can call my office. We're at 1-800-994-9422. Or at 203-757-5449, and you can ask for Audrey. It's a healthcare tracker. It's a very important little booklet where you can put all the information about what doctors you see, what appointments you have, all your Medicare information. And if you call me, I can send you out a copy of that. It's also very helpful for if you assist your family member or you're a caregiver, all that information, you can keep it in one spot, so if anybody has questions or whatever. But it also helps detect fraud, meaning you can match your doctor's appointment, for example, or let's say you got some durable medical equipment. You can match it with the Medicare summary notice that you might receive in the mail and say, wait a minute, I never ordered that. I don't remember getting that. And I think in our last call, you asked me, you know, what types of people commit fraud on Medicare? All types. It could be just a perfect stranger who called up and was able to finagle your Medicare number and confidential information out from you. There are a lot of doctors and health durable medical equipment companies, laboratories that have been arrested for improperly billing Medicare. So it really can be anybody committing a fraud, but we won't know about it unless the people out there actually report it to someone. So I'm out here educating people and letting them know that there is a organization. It's a program. We basically operate within the Department of Health and Human Services. They send the federal dollars to the state of Connecticut, and they distribute it around the state to each of the area agencies on aging to their senior Medicare patrol program. So that's basically what I do, and I report everything down to Washington, all the cases, and I don't really know what's going to happen on the cases I report until I hear something in the news about they can see if it's a one-off or just one incident, or they can see, hey, this is a pattern. You know, this doctor or this lab has been billing for catheters or COVID testing kits that were never ordered or received. And so they can see that. I can't see all the senior Medicare patrol programs around the country reporting it. So they make that determination of whether or not fraud is occurring. I basically just educate people how to detect it and then have them encourage them to report it to me if they suspect it.
Now, are you doing anything special during this one-week period that's emphasizing the need to keep track of your health care expenses under Medicare?
Trying to reach out. We are running, we're doing press releases and so forth, and we're trying to educate all these groups, like caregivers. We want to educate caregivers and your clients or loved ones on how to prevent all types of fraud and errors. It's a common scam, for example, for knee braces or durable medical equipment. And if you see your client, if you're a caregiver, somebody who you're taking care of, if they receive something that they didn't order, please call us. It's really a special emphasis on all these groups. Families, help by talking to loved ones about protecting your Medicare number. I tell people, if you receive a call where someone's trying to get your confidential information, it's a heads up. Because if you weren't proactive, you didn't make the call, nowadays you have to assume it's a scammer, especially if they ask you for your personal information. The government, Social Security, the IRS, Medicare will never, ever cold call you. You'll always get a letter ahead of time first. So be particularly alert. And I think you and I discussed this last time, too. If someone is trying to get you to do something out of fear,
right?
That's an alert.
Yeah, don't do it.
If you don't do this immediately, now something really bad will happen.
Yeah.
That's the second thing that you have to, and it doesn't matter what the scam is, because even though I educate people about Medicare fraud in particular, I also let everybody know the rules to protect yourself against it are basically the same for whatever the scam is, if it's a banking scam or romance scam or whatever. If you didn't initiate the call, you have to assume it's a scammer. The phone is no longer our friend. Neither is your computer. You have to be especially vigilant nowadays. And keep in mind, with artificial intelligence, there's alerts now that people can mimic somebody you know, a family member, your own voice. So be especially alert for that. I tell people, just hang up, call your family member or friend directly, and don't assume that whoever you're calling you is somebody you actually know. Even police departments, I've heard that they can even mimic the police department, and they can go online and see all the names of people who work at places and so forth, so they can fraudulently pretend to be someone you think you know.
Yeah. Well, same thing with the email. Email scams are usually, if you're getting an email from an official place, it will address you by name directly. And I've seen them. We saw one just the other day that we had here at the radio station about a bill that was being automatically paid. And when you really examined the email, you realized that what they were trying to do was to trick you into calling them so that they could then back off this charge that they were putting on. And, of course, you know what's coming next. They're going to say, well, what's your credit card number and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, same kind of thing to look at. If you haven't asked for it, then just delete the damn thing.
Correct.
or if it looks really sleazy, report it to you.
Yep.
Because it could be going to other people. I mean, technology is great, but, you know, the first people the people who exercise the technology the best tend to be the criminals.
Right. And it's going to millions of other people. I mean, I always tell people that criminals almost have psychology degrees because they really, really are very good at manipulating people into behaving in circumstances which they normally wouldn't behave if they really thought about it. So the other groups that we work with during Medicare Fraud Prevention Week is partners and professionals. We ask a lot of people, because I have flyers and brochures and alerts, to share the information that I send them on social media. For example, we have a Northwest Cares group in the Northwest Corner. I will send them bulletins or information about the latest fraud that's occurring with Medicare. People want to post that and hang that up. So, you know, if you're a nurse or you work with a visiting nurse association or a local hospital or whatever, I would love it if you would call me and you could get on my mailing list to get a lot of these alerts. Healthcare providers, they talk, a lot of people who go into the home, like if you work in home care, you can talk to the patients about healthcare-related scams and see if they've received a call. Or if someone, one of your clients, you can, they can talk to you and say, you know, something really weird happened. I saw something. I got a copayment for a bill for something I never received. Those types of incidents are what we want to hear about, because 9 times out of 10, if you didn't receive it, someone got fraudulently got a hold of your Medicare number. And by the way, ever since the Social Security number is split from your Medicare number, you can now call Medicare directly at their 800 number, and only you can request a new Medicare card number. But you can do it now because it's no longer your Social Security, which is really great, really great to prevent all these types of frauds that have happened in the past. And lastly, the community, help by looking out for your older neighbors. If you overhear someone talking about Medicare, don't be afraid to give information about the local Senior Medicare Patrol program or even our counseling program if you need assistance in selecting a different Medicare Advantage plan or a Part D drug plan that you might be on. If you overhear someone talking, encourage those you know to talk to a trusted source, if not you, somebody else, about their Medicare questions, and tell your neighbors about the most recent Medicare scams. And of course, as I said before, consider volunteering at the Senior Medicare Patrol Program, because if nothing else, you'll learn more than you ever wanted to about Medicare, and you will be our eyes and ears on the ground to help alert your neighbors and community about where to direct any questions or reporting if there is a suspected Medicare fraud having occurred or occurring.
All right. Well, as usual, you give us all a great education. At this time, we're running out of time. So if you want to give out the numbers one more time, to be able to call and remind everyone that Medicare Fraud Prevention Week starts on June 5th.
Yeah, but that week, I think the 5th is a Wednesday, but it goes that whole week, Monday through Friday. So it's 1-800-994-9422, or you can call us directly at 203-757-5449. And I just want to give a shout-out. We gave a wonderful presentation at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School in April, like near the end of April. We had a really nice turnout of local people who wanted to learn everything about Medicare and Medicare fraud.
Do you have anything else going on in the area?
Well, this is our big event, the Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, but I do give talks around the area. I just gave a recent talk down in Ridgefield at the local housing authorities, but we've been talking. We're going to have one up in the Northwest Corner. I can't remember what town it was, but do let people know that if they want to hear about Medicare or Medicare, how to protect themselves against all types of fraud, give our office a call, and we can come to either your organization or community group that meets. Even if it's a local club or a church group, we go anywhere to talk and speak and educate people about all things related to Medicare.
All right, that's great. Thank you, Audrey, Program Coordinator for the Senior Medicare Patrol here on Robin Hood Radio.